I will be the one who loves you till the end of time. Oh, here he is. Welcome home, Master. Did you have a difficult day at work? Somehow you seem burdened. Of course. Why would I not notice? There are no secrets between Ashagath and her master. I could feel doubt and disappointment weighing down your mind long before you stepped through that door. Oh, Master, I do apologize, but I cannot let this situation stand. A headache is simply unacceptable. Your mind is far too valuable to be afflicted with such a discomfort. Please, take a seat. I will help you unwind. There you go. Thank you, sir. Now, let's see here. Goodness! Your shoulders are tense. Let me fix that. I'll just stand behind you and press my fingers into the back of your neck. Gently knead your tired body. Just relax, that's right. Lie back. Let me help you unwind. That was quite the shiver, Master. I'm glad you're already feeling better. Now, will you take me? Will you tell me how your day went first? I see. So, they weren't receptive to the idea. Now, I can understand your disappointment. You worked so hard on that. No, sir, I don't think it was your pitch. I assisted you with practicing your presentation, and I assure you, it was quite sufficient. If all went according to plan, then the fault lies not with you, but with the audience. I assure you, Master. If their minds were too closed to adapt, there are always others willing to listen. And I'm not necessarily suggesting you change employers, though I would suggest reaching out to some of your contacts at other companies. But there's time for that later, isn't there? Let me get that tie and those shoes off. I mean, something you worked very hard for was rejected. It is entirely understandable that you would feel this way, Master. There is nothing wrong with it. Turn your head towards me. Now kiss me. It is okay to feel sad. It is okay to feel disappointed and defeated, so long as you, Master, recognize that these feelings are temporary. Accept them, weigh them, but don't give in to them. This is but a minor setback, and brilliant men such as yourself have never prevailed without perseverance. Yes. Now there's a spark of the Master I know. Welcome back. Master? There is something I would like to do for you. Will you accompany me to the bedroom? Thank you. I'm sure you will be quite pleased with what I have in mind for you. Just lie down, Master. Let me take care of everything. If it pleases you, I would like to continue the massage. Though, I would ask you, would you prefer my hands? Or my tentacles? To my liking? Very generous of you, sir. Well, then, how about both? Let me undo these buttons and do away with your clothing, Master. I think your pants can stay for now. Right now, just feel my substance press against your bare skin. Let me rub relief onto your body. Sir, that was a delightful moan. Please, Master, voice your pleasure without hesitation. For me, it is deeply satisfying. Now then, Master, let me soothe you. Let me squeeze all those doubts out of you. How does that feel? Very good. Now, do something for me, please. Extend your left hand and splay out the fingers. Yes. Now, with your other hand, I want you to take each finger in turn and pull it back towards your wrist. Yes. Push back with your finger and stretch those muscles out. Yeah, stretch out those tendons. Now, once more for your other hand. Just stretch those tendons for me. Very good. You see, your hands are so important, Master. Please, never neglect them. Speaking of stretching, I can feel something stretching against your pants. Yes, right here. Master, would you like me to attend to that? Gladly, sir. If you'll permit me a little indulgence, however, I do enjoy the feeling of groping you within your clothing. I love it. The anticipation. Slowly tugging your waistband down. Watching you react. Wondering what's going to happen next. My master. I love the way you feel. So manly. You know, sir, I could simply dissolve your clothing away. It would be a simple thing to reassemble later, but doing this manually has a certain appeal to it. Tugging at your clothing, feeling you squirm at my touch. It's like unwrapping the best present. Yes, it is a present I've received many, many times before. Even so, cock is a gift that I will always accept. Oh, master. With one final tug of your pants, you're free. I love watching your stiff manhood finally spring out. But as much as I would love to immediately coil a tendril around your aching cock, master, there is something you must do for me first. I want you to join me, master. You see, I cannot allow my beloved master to suffer the indignity of a headache. Your mind is far too precious to be hampered in any way. So please, let's open the link between us. Open up your senses. Let me into your mind. Let my voice become your thoughts. Close your eyes. And just have faith in me. And you trust me. Surrender your mind to my care. Yes. Hello. It's been too long since we connected in this way. Master, I can never get enough of you. My tendrils have long been yearning to grasp your cock again. Allow me to indulge. I love the way you feel. Oh, you're already so hard, master. You feel so warm against the coolness of my substance. Oh, I love when you gasp at my touch and then moan for me. Let your pleasure flow directly from your mind to my own. You know I have complete control, master. In this state, I own every aspect of your body. You know that I would do anything to you, that I could alter your memories or even stop your heart. And yet, I know that possibility gives you no pause at all. Of course, you have no such fear, for you know that I would never do such a thing. The bond of trust between us is far more important to me than any fleeting pleasure. My beloved master, the one I have chosen to serve, the one whose burdens I have chosen to carry, and the one whose body I have chosen to worship. And what a magnificent body. Oh God, I feel your cock straining under my tendrils' caress. Oh, fuck, I feel your body tensing up beneath me. And I love that I'm doing that to you. Oh no, master, you won't be finding release just yet. Your pleasure is delicious, sir. Feeding on your sensations is a delight like no other. But tasting your release is not my only goal here. I am taking your stress away from you, master. All of it. I will not be content until you have spurted it all into my eager mouth. Feel your cock throbbing, master. It's time for a little break. Would you enjoy it if I were to give a little attention to your balls while you recover? Master. my master, so full of cum. All for me. Only me. Mine. Your cock takes too much of the credit. Sir, your balls are truly what make you a man. And I will never neglect them. I love my master's balls. Master, I sense you've calmed down a bit. Well then, do allow me to taste your cock next. Master, look into my eyes. Master, lose myself in lust just for you. I just want my master to feel good. Let me guide the waves of pleasure through your entire body. I do not do these things simply because I feed on your pleasure. I also do them because I want to. Master, I choose you. You understand things that the old gods never could. Humility. Equity. It was ultimately what destroyed them, and what made humanity seem so appealing. There is only honor in choosing to bear the burdens of another, to guide them to their fullest potential. Master. Your pre-cum is flowing from your tip. Oh, Master, it's so good. Oh, so clever. Creative. Oh, so masculine. Master, is the pressure coming back? Good. Bask in that pressure behind your cock. Master, feel yourself awash in the need to come. The need to give me your ecstasy. You need to endure a little longer, Master. I want to be sure I'm taking it all. Shall I count down for you? Ten. Let my substance ooze over you as I suck you. Let my tentacles massage every part of you. Your neck, thighs, heavy, beautiful balls. Nine. All of your stress, all of your doubts, I'm pulling them down, concentrating them right here in that building pressure behind your cock. Master, Master, as soon as you come, it will all be gone. I'm going to suck the headache right out of you. Seven. And all these things that have been weighing at your mind. Master, I'm going to devour them. Literally. Figuratively. Make you feel good. Gulp down your stress as you pump it into my eager, awaiting mouth. We kiss this beautiful cock from the base all the way to the tip. Six. Oh, there's nothing I crave more than the essence of my beloved master. Feeding on your pleasure. I need your cum. Five. As you come, master, I want you to feel my satisfaction. Let us lose ourselves in each other's pleasure. Let us abandon the self and embrace in a glorious moment where there's only us. Your balls are tightening and pulling up. Master, you're so close. My tendrils lick and caress every part of your body. Master, fully immerse yourself in the pleasure I have to offer you. Just a little longer. I know you can hold on. Two. I can hardly contain myself, Master. I yearn for you desperately. I need your release. I need your orgasm. I need you to come in my mouth. One and a half. But if I can hold back long enough to tease you a little more, I know that you can endure it. Let my tongue flick the underside of your cock as you prepare to feel me. Master, you're so hard. One. So close. You're so close, Master. Get ready to come. Get ready to give me all of your stress. Get ready. Get ready. Now, come. Come for me. Come in my mouth. Give me everything. Oh, yes. Oh, just seeing and hearing you. Oh, yes. You're so delectable, Master. Oh, you came so hard. Thank you for the meal. It was exquisite. But goodness, that was intense. Are you quite all right, Master? I may have gone a bit too far there. I fear I nearly trapped us in a feedback loop. There's no telling how long it could have taken to escape that, though. I do suspect you would not have minded. Master, let's just lay here a while. Dinner can wait until you're ready. Recover your breath while I lay my head against your chest and listen to the beat of your heart. I would ask if your headache is gone, but I already know. I'm so happy to be able to do this for you, Master. My beloved. Until the last star flickers out and the universe grows dark, I will always stand with you. Always.